Egyptian betrayed. Egypt. When Egyptians massed in Tahrir Square, denouncing the corrupt, Western-backed regime of Hosni Mubarak, the West was faced with a quandary. How to retain Mubarakism without Mubarak? After many months of parliamentary wrangling and electoral hijinks, the answer is now becoming clear. The military, with the backing of the courts, have essentially annulled parliament, and by so doing, restored the status quo ante, the rule of the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. And like that, presto changeo, Mubarakism without Mubarak. Hosni Mubarak was the chief servant of Western interests and used his power to repress Egypt's dissidents and opponents of his regime. The Tahrir Square rebellions made his continued rule untenable. But if anything, he was the figurehead fronting for the military, police, judicial, corporate complex, and as such, he was dispensable. So the early June hearings that sentenced the aging ex-ruler to life, that cleared his sons, and cleared many of his regime's police and military for their immense brutality and violence against the people, cleared the way for this judicial coup of the popularly elected parliament. The judicial class in every society is always the most conservative, for their job is to preserve the status quo with the illusion of legality. The Mubarak years may have been years of monstrous brutality and venality with Western support, but an entire infrastructure of repression benefited from the billions sent in from Washington and Bonn. That privileged layer of Egyptian society wanted their position back, hence the counter-revolution. With the blessings of the Mubarak-era courts, now the real revolution begins, or its complete betrayal. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.